it like we do.
Okay, good morning. This is the initial meeting of the Facility Financing Authority Joint Powers Board of Directors. The first item on our agenda is to call the roll.
Steve Vando.
Here.
Martin Bernal.
Here.
Jamie Goldstein.
Here.
Susan Mariello.
Here. And I've been asked to just kick off the meeting until we elect a chair and a vice chair. So item two on the agenda is to approve the agenda, make sure there's no additions or deletions. Is there any changes that anyone would care to make to the agenda? Seeing none, we'll move to oral communications, which is item three on the agenda. This is a time where anybody in the public can address us on a matter that's within our jurisdiction, but not on today's agenda, and can do so for a period of a couple of minutes. So is there anyone who'd like to address us? Seeing no one, we'll move on to other business. So the first item in other business is to elect a chair and vice chair for the Joint Powers Authority Board. And I would open it up for discussion from the group. My suggestion would be that we establish a rotating system as we have done in other JPAs. It works well. And, you know, have a 1, 2, 3, 4, and then just rotate through the chairs every year. This is in January, so it would give us all an opportunity to participate. So other concepts or ideas or recommendations from the group?
Do you want to start off with the chair?
I'm going to take it in order, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sure. Seems fine.
Okay, so is there a motion that we would establish the county as the seat for the chair, the city of Capitola as the seat for the vice chair, the city of Santa Cruz as the seat for the third position, and the city of Scotts Valley in fourth position, and that we would rotate for every January hereafter.
So moved.
So we have a motion from Martin.
Second.
And a second from Steve. Are there any discussion by the board or from the audience, comments people would have? Okay. So that all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say no. Okay, that motion carries unanimously.
Now you're the chair.
Now I'm the chair. I'm official. Okay, the next item is to appoint staff to conduct the business for the authority. And the Joint Powers Authority Agreement speaks to roles for the executive director and the secretary. So I'd like to open this up for discussion. And if I could just start by asking a question. I know that Teresa is going to be leaving us at the end of May. And is there a plan for what we're going to do on an interim basis or on a permanent basis? Can we share that?
Yeah, I know the board had some discussions about the successor. I know that they don't want to proceed until the governance and the agreement issues are sort of resolved. So hopefully, that can all take place and recruitment can move forward. But in the interim, I know there's staff at the library that
Janice Driscoll
is prepared to sort of fill in as an interim if necessary.
And I'm sorry, it's Janice
O'Driscoll.
O'Driscoll.
She's
so it just depends on timing.
So she is prepared to take the place.
Okay, and Janice, what's Janice's position now?
Well, her current position, her official title is Manager of Programs and Partnerships. Emily, who was the System Services Manager, is out on extended medical leave. So Janice is actually filling in a lot of Emily's job, and other people are doing Janice's job. So we're kind of, it takes a village right now. But her official title is Manager of Programs and Partnerships.
Okay, and Emily is going to be back?
We don't know when Emily will be back.
Oh.
Probably, she will not be back before I leave. We don't know.
Okay, we'll wish her well on that.
So our titles are a little fluid right now.
So realistically, what we're doing at this point is assigning staff to the to the JPA.
Puts the agenda together.
Right.
Takes a few minutes.
And effectively, the way I see this organization, and if anybody else understands differently, please correct me, but basically at this point, this body is in a bit of a holding pattern until some of these larger issues get worked out. And pending the resolution of those issues, we will either spring to life or we will wither away and die. Is that okay? So as an interim solution, it seems like it makes the most sense to have the library's staff provide staffing services. If we do get to a stage where we are a more active body and we are looking at debt issuance and there's a workload, and you know, we may be looking at different technical expertise needed to serve this JBA, it may make sense to evaluate that decision. But it seems like for the time being, while we're basically in this holding pattern, basically keeping it in-house in the library makes sense to me. As long as there's, you know, workload issue. I can't imagine that's a lot of workload we'll talk about that later, about quarterly meetings or not that frequent. I assume they're going to be relatively perfunctory until such time as we either move forward or don't.
Yeah. Well, we might, I think, and again, I'm not sure, where we are in relation to the governance on the other matter, but it seems like if we could get to a place where we're all working together to appoint Teresa's successor, that would be the ideal time to appoint the director for this group, So maybe, I don't know, maybe we want to make it for a limited duration, or maybe we want to, I would like to revisit it at some point and not choose something that we then have to worry about unraveling if it turns out that we want to do something different in the future.
When would we meet again?
Looks like April,
well,
right?
I made that up because I had no idea. The next business at hand would be if the board is going to voted to do another poll next January to decide whether to go in January or June. To go in June or November of 16. However, we know from our experience that it does take several months. Once this board meets, it still takes several months of hearings and everything else to set the boundaries and set the apportionment rate and all that. So as soon as the allocations are decided on, this group could meet to do everything up until calling the election, because you don't want to call the election until we know that there's going to be one. So that would be next February at the earliest. But there's all that pre-work. So if you could start in September with that timeline that we had before, to draw the boundaries, hold all the hearings, that would give you, 4 or 5 months to get that done. You wouldn't be in the kind of crunch we were looking at being in this time. So I would suggest that no later than September you start the formation of the actual management stuff. So that's when you would need to meet. I didn't bring all that with me because I didn't think we were going to get into it.
No, that's okay.
So, you remember that timeline was, one hearing after another.
Right.
So you started that by September, it'd be okay.
Well, I guess my thought is if we get into that process, it may make sense for bond counsel effectively to staff this one, just to make sure that the noticing and all the requirements necessary to make sure that the bonds get issued and the timelines and all those things. I don't know about cost. I mean, may not make sense to do, but I guess my thought is I certainly wouldn't want to say we're going to go out and hire bond counsel paying $300 an hour to staff this body at this point, because we may or may not even get to that stage.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm fine evaluating, if we get to a go decision.
Whenever's our next meeting, that's April.
It is going to take quite a bit of time from someone, because I was looking at, was I going to be the one who needed to do it, really staying on top of all those deadlines and making sure that things happen. There's no reason why I couldn't do it, Nicole could do it. Scott could do it. I mean, anyone that, you know, any one of you could assign, you know, could do it. It's just somebody who has the time to just make sure that they're staying on top of all those, the schedules. And I certainly can share that with whoever. It's all done at this point. You just have to change it for the new date. I would suggest that if it comes to, if it is starting that in September, depending where you are in the recruitment process for a new director, that it probably would be difficult. I mean, I know Janice can do it, but in terms of workload and everything else that's been going, will be going on, we certainly have no problem if someone else wants to take on the
Well, you know, I appreciate your comments, and it might make more sense at this point to ask somebody like Scott or Marcus or, you know, somebody who kind of is familiar with the whole bond process and all of that, because I know Teresa's become a resident expert, but, you know, I sort of feel bad about making somebody...
I mean, there's certainly time for me to... I appreciate that.
But it might be better to choose somebody who, you know, kind of has some familiarity.
That's fine, too.
Yeah, I'm pretty agnostic on the choice. I was sort of thinking just from a kind of a simplicity standpoint. But it doesn't matter to me too much.
I mean, if you want to keep it as the library director until... say July, and then if you have an idea of who it might be after that, I can certainly work with them between now and May to...
What would be the deadline to figure out the portion of the allocation to make?
The actual deadline? Well...
I mean, when would we need to be running those JPA amendments through our various city councils?
As soon as possible. The board is going to take it up again in March. On how they wanted, you know, what their...
You mean for the CFP? I think that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
Well, the allocation...
Splitting the $63 million. I mean, that's the giddy-up here, right?
Yeah. There's an amendment to the JP, to this agreement that has to happen.
Right.
And there's several pieces to it. And...
But the final piece is, I guess, what I'm thinking of is the city councils of each jurisdiction adopting the amendment to this JPA.
In terms of hard deadlines, you could get into the same situation we were this time and, you know, have until the end of the calendar year. However, the board in their meeting in December talked about the need, and I stressed to them, the need to really try to get the big issues settled, which like the allocations and what is in that amendment, settled by the summer so that there's 6 months of time to actually do the public education and outreach before doing a poll in January. Because if this all continues, if that appropriation or allocation isn't decided, it's really hard for like the Friends to go out and try to raise money towards a campaign. Right. It's hard to talk about any of it. And we'll be in the same place we were this time where there's a public who's really not informed. And I really can't stress enough that you really need to get these issues settled. My recommendation is no later than this summer. Now, that doesn't mean you can have the summer or September to, you know, get the amendments itself through, but really need to have it by, I would suggest, by June or July to decide on all those pieces of the amendment and start working. Well, city and county both don't meet in July. I don't know about you guys. So August would be the time to get that amendment through, would be my recommendation. Get the amendment through everyone in August.
Well, if you want, we can have, the director working with Marcus, or Marcus working with the director. And to your point about Marcus has all the work with the consultant on the bond procedures and the costing and all the number crunching. He's got all that.
Well, I mean, clearly over time the director is going to need to play an important role. But given the, you know, Teresa's departure and
right.
the interim status and the fact that the organizational structure is going to be, you know, looked at, it seems like choosing the finance director of the city of Santa Cruz might be the appropriate, you know, place to give that responsibility, if that would be acceptable.
That's fine.
Okay, I can work with Marcus.
And then maybe
you want Helga to do
the secretarial support, if that could be provided by the library.
Yeah.
Then they're, you know, they're at least doing it on a coordinated basis.
And we did set up a kind of an interim website for this group on
through our website in order to
post meetings and agendas.
But we did it in a, there's an easy way to do it, just to get it up there, and then there's a more permanent way in terms of, I don't understand it all, but we just did the easy way right now. So if we want the more permanent one, if you are looking at the library eventually staffing it, then we can do that. I mean, we'll get it. You can't tell right now that it's any different.
Right.
But,
okay.
Okay, so I'm hearing there might be a consensus to appoint the, and Marcus's title is the finance director for the city of Santa Cruz, as the executive, shall we call him the interim executive director?
Sure.
And do we want to put a timeline on it, say through December or something, or through, I don't know when we're going to, or maybe through, until such a time as the new director is appointed? How about that?
That'll make sense.
And then,
yeah, and then do it first day.
Yeah. Until action is taken subsequent to the appointment of the director. So the motion would be to approve the designation of the finance director for the city of Santa Cruz as the executive director of the Facilities Financing Authority Joint Powers Board for a term to expire subsequent to the appointment of the library director and on the action of this board. And then to appoint the library staff as, and Helga, I don't know how Helga is referred. Are you considered the secretary to the library?
She's the clerk of the board.
The clerk of the board
for the library board, so she could be the clerk of the board.
Okay, so, and so it would be to designate the clerk of the board of the library as the secretary to the Facilities Joint Powers Authority Board. So if Helga should decide to go with you to Botswana, her replacement would be that designee.
Okay,
so does someone want to make that as a motion?
So moved.
Okay, so that's a motion by Jamie, second? Second by Martine. Okay, any comments by the public on that motion? I think you dodged a bullet, Janice. And thank you for your willingness to help us. We're going to use as many hands as we can, I'm sure. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Okay, that motion carries unanimously. All right, so the next item on the agenda is to address the issue of appointment of legal counsel for the authority and or to establish some sort of process to determine who the counsel should be. So, Jamie, you started by talking about bond counsel. I think that's...
Oh, boy. You know, I'm happy to defer on this. I'm a little reluctant to maybe make sort of a permanent decision on this, just again, because we start incurring costs, right? We don't have a budget for this organization at this point. And I think it really depends on which direction we end up going. I mean, if we end up issuing bonds, I think, you know, there's a pretty logical choice, and if we don't, then...
Maybe we could do something in interim, as your suggestion. It could be either the county council or John Bertoni. I don't quite have a
Yeah, do we need somebody now?
I can't think of any questions we have right now. It's just that in your bylaws it says that you'll appoint legal counsel, so that's why.
Yeah.
You know, there's certainly no reason why, I suppose, you couldn't, you know, it's been discussed and you decide to table it. And should something come up that requires
we could contact
either county council or city council. City council. It's the same word, isn't it? Just spelled
differently. Yeah, and we still have our bond council.
And we still have bond
assisting us too.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
right.
I think we could defer this for future consideration, and then let the organization kind of establish itself. And then it would seem to me at that juncture it would be nice to have an independent council that would represent the JPA board and the governing board, and we could do an RFP and get people who are local so that it's, you know, not so expensive, but maybe knowledgeable on bond issues, or, you know.
And we're using bond counsel, right?
Yeah, we have Jones Hall, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which we're all familiar with.
And they've been doing it pro bono, I mean, not pro bono, but they've been doing it in anticipation of there being a bond.
Right.
And we need, you know, specialized bond counsel.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
So basically, we're tabling the appointment of legal counsel. Is that kind of the...
Yeah.
Do you want to say that if something should arise, that we can utilize the services of county or maybe any of the cities? I mean, there's Kristen, too, for first.
Yeah, I think we could just do that by consensus. I don't know if we need a motion.
I think that the executive director within their authority needs, you know, some legal advice.
Yeah, they could go get it.
Get it from Bond or...
Okay, and then maybe at the next meeting we could just have this on the agenda so that we can decide if there's anything to do at that point. Okay, so no action will be taken on item three. Is there any comments from the public on item three? All right, seeing none, then we need to establish a regular meeting time and place, or at least an interim meeting time and place.
So it sounds like... there would be, in anticipation of an amendment to this JBA that moves through by August, that a logical meeting time, you know, we would need to sit down in September. Is there a need to sit down before then as this body?
I don't see a need. I mean, you could always call a meeting sooner if you needed to.
Yeah, it seems like maybe August would be better than September. Because it sounded like we should be kind of well on our way by, or at least going by September. So.
Yeah,
August is good.
I mean, the amendment, it seems to me, comes, how that's going to come about. I mean, it's not really, I don't know if it's this body that proposes the amendment, it would still be.
Well,
didn't the first one.
right. No, I mean, the amendment would be simply recommended by each one of us independently in our capacities as administrators to our various boards, and if all of our boards approved it, then, you know, it would take effect and be binding on this JPA. My only thought on August is that is our month where we're off. But I'm happy to do it then if in looking at...
I don't know where the old ones at. You used to have August off. We switched.
You guys switched. Well, with that, I'm going to bring that up next week. My council is proceeding.
Are you possibly going to switch to July off?
So if it were in August, is there a time in August that you're going to be around, Jamie, or are you going to try to...
Well, you know, in general...
Go visit Teresa in Botswana.
Go visit Teresa in Botswana. So in general, so looking at August 2015...
Carry my luggage.
the 13th of August would be our normal meeting date. So
is that a Thursday?
That's Thursday.
It's a good day. Helga's not here on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, so that's...
So, but that would be the day, if it was an August adoption of a JPA amendment, that would be the day in which probably, you know, unless I was able to do it in July and it was ready to go in July, that would be the day.
Do you want to meet in June and see where?
Yeah, we
could. My gut tells me that we're not going to be there by June. You know, I mean, if we were in June, then that means we'd need to have a resolution of these issues in the next month or two, and then, you know, it's going to take.
I'm ready.
You ready to resolve them?
I'm ready to sign the ones I'll sign.
So then looking at the calendar, just in general, that following week, the third week, it's sort of one of the best weeks of the year for me to take off. My kid isn't in school. I don't have a council meeting generally the following
week. What about August 6th?
But I guess my only point is then, yes, August 6th is fine. But it just, if we haven't gotten the JPA amendment, but August 6th would be a fine day. Alternatively, I'd suggest probably sometime the first week of September. Okay. I don't want to get too far behind the curve, though.
So you're here August 6th, like you wouldn't be... That
August
6th
would not be a problem.
That wouldn't be a time you're going away or doing something.
I'm thinking August 6th might give you a chance to see where things are at. And you may want to schedule the next meeting for September.
Yeah.
Because you may have to start by September. You would then start all the formation hearings. The August one, you wouldn't start all that. You would just kind of... See where the amendment's at, where's everything at, and kind of come up with a plan. I mean, it wouldn't be much of a meeting in August, probably, just kind of see where, you know, mm-hmm. things are.
Well, that could make sense. And if nothing else, then maybe what we'd be doing in August is, you know, at that point,
then
we had clearly, you know, we had resolution of the issues, we're setting our meeting calendar, we're looking ahead, looking at the different timelines that we need to examine and setting the meetings necessary to make it.
You may need to meet fairly regularly
after that.
It's not going to be every quarter, maybe every couple of weeks that you need to meet.
I'm convinced August 6th is probably a good date then, and you know, at that point we would be kind of setting our go-forward schedule.
Okay, so August 6th.
Here?
And then is here an okay place for people, or?
Yeah,
Does that work?
Yeah.
For you, Jamie?
Yeah, August, we probably aren't booked in here, so.
It'll probably work okay at the library?
Yeah, we'll get it on the calendar.
It's a semester.
And then, you know, I would suggest either doing it at like 9 o'clock or 4 o'clock, just so that, I mean, going to the county today for an hour was sort of inefficient. I don't know if you went to.
I have the same issue. I worked from home this morning, so.
Yeah, so.
Based on people's availability, it's not getting.
Enough.
Yeah.
Lead time that we.
Does anyone have a preference, beginning of the day, end of the day?
I don't.
Jamie, do you care? You're driving too.
How do we get in because it's not open till 10?
Oh, they open. The staff gets you in.
We'll get you in.
And then, and the public would be able to come in too if they wanted to come in at that time because we're a public body? Okay. So should we say?
So if that's the case, would 4 o'clock be more convenient then insofar as?
It would probably be easier.
Well, oftentimes this room gets booked and it gets booked in regular office hour, or library hours. So it would be easy to reserve this room and have it more quiet without the public.
Yeah.
Okay.
So is 9 o'clock a good time or does that work for people? Okay, good.
Yeah, we, the library board meeting, when people come in, but then it closes. So we can close off the library and you can have access to this room.
Yeah, we've done that before and it works fine. We come here during closed hours. Okay, so August 6th, 9 a.m. at the library, second floor. And then we'll establish a more permanent schedule. So maybe for the next agenda, we could once again post the idea that we'll maybe have a more additional schedule after that.
So we wouldn't be talking about the amendment till August 6th then, or are we going to have discussions before then?
There will be, but not this body.
But not this body. We'll have to go, I mean, we still, I think we, you know.
This kicks in once, if an agreement is made, then it kicks in to.
This body has one very specific purpose, and that's.
To do the financing for the.
To do the financing for.
Once it's agreed.
Facility, once it's agreed.
It's kind of confusing, so.
It's a complicated group of care, you know, organizational individuals.
And as a reminder, as a board, given that there's four of you, you can't talk to anybody outside this meeting about issues before this board.
Right.
Okay, so I got it. August 6th, 9 a.m. 9 a.m. here.
9 a.m. here, August 6th.
Good.
Okay, so that kind of takes care of item 4A, 4, and 5. Item 6 is, again, the schedule, and I think that brings us to adjournment. So unless there's any comments from the public on the schedule.
I guess the only question is that our regular meeting time? Does our JPA say that we will set a regular meeting time?
I don't remember what it says, but.
Well, if there
are. I think we need to set a regular meeting time at some point, but I don't know that we have done it yet.
I think the fact that you've set your next meeting
I mean, typically, if it gets formed and moves forward, isn't it like once a year kind of thing?
I think it's not going to be very frequently after we do it, but what's going to happen is we're going to need more regular
meetings once we
know where we are.
Okay.
All right, great.
The regular meeting is irregular.
So this meeting is going to be adjourned. Thanks, everybody. Thank you to the public for coming.